hailing from Muncie, Indiana, which a lot of bands don't like to say, but hailing from Muncie, Indiana. Crankbin, wrapping up that set of music from a 1993 EP they put out called Showing Some Skin. Paraffin Girl, the name of that track. Also played some Volcano Suns in there with White Elephant from the All Night Lotus Party album. The Business gave us a little drinking and driving. And start off the set, Tom. I actually didn't start off the set with Tom. I actually started the set with some Ramones, requested by Tom. We're a happy family. Hey, we are a happy family, and guess what? We are moving towards the midway part of the Viva La Mach radio program, so sometimes an encore show ends around this time. But the Friday, October 3rd, 2025 show has two more hours coming to you. Right after this on WRCT Pittsburgh. In case you are wondering, Noi is my background sounds for the duration of this program. It is now just past 11 o'clock here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is still Paul. A couple things I need to tell you. Before we get into the, we have to do a music and a radio calendar. I'll let you know some things going on around town. Before we get into that, I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have regular gallery hours on the weekend or by appointment. You could have visited them today because you could always check them out during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. along the Arts Corridor there in the Garfield neighborhood of Penn Avenue. For more information, irmafreeman.org, or you can call them up at 412-924-0634. But let's get into the WRCT radio calendar. The radio. Let's do the radio calendar. Let's do that one first. Let you know some things that are going on around town. For example, going on now through January of next year, it's actually, it's called Celebrating 45 Years of Kappa, if you're unfamiliar with Kappa. It's the Creative and Performing Arts School here in Pittsburgh. So in honor of this 45th anniversary, the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust is proud to present an exhibition of artwork recognizing the talents of Kappa faculty and alumni. Known for fostering creativity, innovation, and excellence, Kappa has shaped the artistic landscape of Pittsburgh for nearly a half century, inspiring countless young artists to pursue their passions and refine their craft. Again, this is happening at the Kappa Gallery, which is located at 111 9th Street, downtown. Well, actually, and it's also happening at the Space Gallery. It's happening at two galleries. I should read everything at 812 Liberty Avenue, downtown as well. The Wood Street Gallery is hosting Mindy Sue with a show called A Sexual History of the Internet. Now, the performance does include references to sex and sexual assault and nudity, so I'm just letting you that know. But and the performance takes place in a dark room with bright flashing lights. So just warning you on this, but It reveals the pervasive and perverted origins of our digital tools. How have technology shaped and been shaped by sexuality? Together, they examine the relationships between techno development and sexuality, innovation, autonomy, lust, and extraction. Anyway, that is happening at the Wood Street Galleries, which is 601 Wood Street downtown, now through October 9th. So you got a week. Or maybe it's only happening on October 9th. Go to trustarts.org to find out more information about that one. Over at the Harris, Harris has a Hong Kong Cinema Classics going on. Oh, wait, it ended today. Never mind. I won't tell you about that one. How about the one? Oh, yeah, they have another one. It's The Killer. It's The Killer. It's John Woo's masterpiece. From 1989 is happening this week. Also, Hard Boiled from 1992 is part of the Hong Kong Cinema Classics that's going on at the Harris. And then on Sunday, it's the Pittsburgh Silent Film Festival. And you can see The Unholy Three from 1925, featuring Lon Chaney. The Harris Theater is downtown, located at 809 Liberty Avenue. And finally, starting next week and going through March, so I'm prepping you. It's Benita's. It's at the Warhol. It explores the ephemeral nature of life as seen through the eyes of one of the most iconic artists of the 20th century. And we're talking about Andy Warhol. That's happening at the Warhol. Down on Sandusky Street on the north side. More information at warhol.org. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some things happening this weekend. I already told you the Monongahela Pop Fest is going on right now, but it's a two-night thing, so tomorrow night is part two with the Frampton Brothers, the Harry Von Zells, the Benefits, and Bat Radar. Melt, M-E-L-T, is doing an album release show at the Thunderbird tomorrow night. Speaking of the Thunderbird, on Sunday, Brent Cobb is going to be there with Gold Star. I, the Mockster, will be down at Arsenal Lane spinning music. Pretty sure I will. I'm on the schedule, so probably be there. House of Harm is at Spirit Lodge on Monday. Mr. Smalls, the theater, is hosting Destroyer with Jennifer Castle on Tuesday the 7th. This coming Wednesday, speaking of Arsenal Lanes, their Rock and Bowl series, they have a Border Radio performing live on Wednesday. Tune Yards are in town playing Mr. Smalls with Ring Down on Wednesday as well. Now, next Friday, I'll tell you two things. One is I will not be here. I have a two-week hiatus coming up. So next Friday, instead of listening to the show, you might want to check out the Jimmy Needs Birthday Bash at Spirit Hall, featuring the Needs Hotel Band, Slim Forsyth, WSG Singers, Genie Girl, and Jim. Mr. Gnome plays the Government Center a week from tomorrow. Craig Finn is in town with James Felice playing Mr. Small's Theater. That is on Saturday the 11th. Jukebox the Ghost coming to town, playing Mr. Small's Theater on Tuesday the 14th. Violent Femmes are at Stage AE on Wednesday the 15th. Same night at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. Clem Snide coming back to town. Poca Lafarge is at the Thunderbird on Thursday the 16th. I know, it's a week I'm going to be out of town, and all these great shows are happening. So I hope you go to them and report back to me. Speaking of great shows, on Saturday the 18th, Roger Miller of Mission of Burma is going to be in town playing the Government Center. Let's see if I find a couple more shows for you to tell you about. Little Straitjackets are coming to the Thunderbird on Thursday, the 23rd of October. I feel I have one more in me. I feel I do. Okay, here it is. At Mr. Small's Theater, My Life with Thrill Kill Cult is coming to town. That is on November 8th, so yeah, I went deep to find that one. Speaking of Pittsburgh Connection, there's the drummer from, or one of the drummers, I'm not sure, it's the original drummer from the old Pittsburgh band, The Five, used to actually, I think, play drums in My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. I think. Anyway, that's my WRCT music calendar. If you'd like to include something on this calendar, send us an email at music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the music and the radio calendar. Oh, and you can see the entire calendar, just so they let you know, because I don't read the whole thing. Just skip around. At wrct.org, click on events. You can hear the WRCT music and radio calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, like you just did now at 11 p.m. You know, it's Tommy Lee's birthday today. So I'll let you think about that. Chew on it just a little bit. And then think, what will the mock be when the mock comes around? That's all. That's all I ask. Well, we get back into more music right after this quick message.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
So you missed the first night of the Monongahela Pop Festival. Well, you know what that means. You missed the Denalis.
is much too crazy. He can play it when he's old. He's too young for the blues. He's still inside his first pair of shoes. He's just a baby. Give that boy some freedom and move around. Don't get in his way. You'd only bring him down. Mama, won't you let him? Let him play some rock and roll. Let him play some rock and roll. Rock and roll. Let him play some rock and roll. Mama, let that boy
some brand new music from Chicago's own Gold Stars. First Halloween song of the season for the Mockster to play. I Frankensteined you. My rockin' attorney punked me by debuting that on his show last night when he knew it was supposed to be debuted on my show tonight. So we'll have some conversations about that here in a second. But first, I want to just tell you the songs I played before the Gold Stars. The Harry Von Zells, who are part of the Monongahela Pop Fest happening this weekend at the Government Center, doing their cover of Big Dipper's Stardom Because. Reaction for, speaking of Chicago, Reaction Formation, great power pop band from the 80s, early 90s. Out of Chicago with a Teenage Jesus from their Mark David Chapman EP. Thor, from his covers album called Rock the Universe, gave us Mama Let Him Play. And then the Mount McKinleys started the entire set. Speaking of the Monongahela Pop Fest, they played tonight as the Denalis because you know what? It's no longer Mount McKinley. It's now Denali, right? Mount Denali again? So now they're the Denalis. Rock's Ingenious, actually, from a Portrait of a Mindbender from 1995. We're just getting started, I feel. Do you feel that? I feel that. Tell you a couple things before we get continued into the music. Is that actually a word, a phrase? Get continued into the music. It'll work. You know, kids witness bullying every day, and they want to help, but you know what? They don't know how sometimes. There are safe and simple ways that your child can help stop bullying. Teach your kids the 5 bystander tips. 1, tell a trusted adult, maybe a family member, a teacher, a coach. 2, help the person being bullied. Just get away from the situation. Don't punch the person. Just help them get away. 3, be a friend to that person being bullied. 4, set a good example and don't bully others. 5, don't give bullying an audience. I think the media should take attention to that one. If you go to stopbullying.gov, you can learn more about safe and simple ways your child can be more than just a bystander. This message brought to you by the Viva La Mock radio program here in WRCT. Yeah, I mentioned this rockin' attorney guy. His name's Eric Jackson Lurie. He does a show on Thursdays from 8 until 10:30. His show is called Courts in Session. And when court is being held, he's playing 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a twist because he's playing the classic artists of his youth, but new songs by them. And some of the artists are his pre-youth, his pruth. And he reached out to me this week and he said he went to the Alice Cooper Judas Priest show and he said it was a good time. I told him I had tickets and I didn't go. He told me he's probably never going to talk to me again. In this conversation, I said, guess what? I've got the new single, the new Halloween single from the Gold Stars. And I'm going to debut it. I'm going to give the Pittsburgh debut on my show on October 3rd. He's like, oh, can I hear it? And I said, sure. So I let him hear it. And he went and played it on his show. He said it was a revenge debut since I did the same thing to him with Al Harlow's cover of Victoria a month or two back. A revenge debut. You know what? He has thrown the glove down. I don't know what you do. He has challenged me. So word has it that Ryan Roxy's got a new song coming out. Maybe a new album. So the Mockster now has a quest to steal that song from our rockin' attorney. And if you can't do that, you know what he's going to do? He's going to go back to 1985 and play a band that was fronted by Kyle Vincent, Mr. Soft Rock himself, but also featured a very young Gilby Clark before he had joined the Guns N' Roses. And although not on the song I'm going to play, because he did not make the first album, Ryan Roxy was a guitarist in the band. The band's called Candy. From 1985. Whatever happened to fun? I ask you that, my rockin' attorney. Thief of songs.
The weekend's here again, and I've got nothing to do. I need something new, but no one ever comes. Now I've got nowhere to go, so I turn on a TV show. I've been nothing good comes on. Be so outrageous that no one could pull us apart. Now you tell me there's a change in plans, and our castles were just made of sand. I try to act like I understand, but I don't ask.
Whatever happened to fun? now? Is that love? The more you cool down, the easier love is found. Now that is love.
No.
The B-side from their 1985 7-inch. The Green Pajamas with Jennifer. The A-side was a song called Kim the Waitress, which you heard the Material Issue doing their version of that right before that. So Green Pajamas with Jennifer, B-side, Material Issue, Kim the Waitress from the Freak City soundtrack for Material Issue. Judy Betts, title track to their Native Son album. Went back a few years, maybe decades, to give you some Squeeze Is That Love. Start the entire set from 1985, Candy. That'll track to their Whatever Happened to Fun album. Whatever did happen to Fun? Oh, you turned into Viva La Mock. That's what happened to Fun. Speaking of something that's not fun. You want to know what's not fun? That 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness every year. That's why it's important to use a food thermometer to cook your food. Because each type of food, meat needs to be at the right temperature, and vegetables, cook, clean, separate, chill. Just not in that order. You should clean, separate, cook, chill. You'll figure it out. There are 4 steps to keep your family safe from foodborne illness. In fact, if you can't figure it out, just go to foodsafety.gov. You'll find out more. This message brought to you by the USDA, the HHS, and kind of by me, the Mockster. We've got a Motley Crue mock coming up in about, let's give it around 15 minutes, somewhere between 15 and 17 minutes. How about in that window? In the meantime, that's something you want to hear. Reach out. Send me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Call me up, 412-621-WRCT, 412. Oh, it's 268. I'm sorry. I gave you the old number. I think that number is probably valid. It just doesn't... the phone line just stopped working. So anyway, 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-WRCT. From New York City, Saturnine.
To the sun, I watch the children.